talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
All right, welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Pizza Box Mike filling in
one more day.
Can't wait till Matt gets back because he's going to be fired up and ready to go, I think, after taking a break. Kind of like a, what do we call it? Surge. The Matt Flynn surge. I did see a nightcrawler on the road this morning, and I didn't run over it. But I got to tell you, the last time I saw nightcrawlers en masse during rain was December of 2017, and I haven't seen a crowd like that since. It's like they just decided to go somewhere else. I think they mostly died. But that was in December. Yeah, nice tornado for New Orleans. Again, each day gets worse. But today I want to talk about, you know, economic inequality in this capitalistic, wonderful, free country that everybody thinks is so great, right? Well, not everybody. Some of us actually know that it's not great. Some of us actually know that it's never been great. Only for a few. But to start it out, I mean, everybody's always talking about, oh, you know, if we raise wages, then they'll just raise the prices. No. First they raise the prices, that then they can, you know, raise the wages. They could anyway. But then they pretend like, oh, by raising the prices, we can increase the wage. And then when they do that, of course, they inflate it again. There's no way for a working class person, a low-income working class person, to make it in this world. And I know. Unfortunately, we can't talk to Sam on the other end there in Waukesha because she's of that generation that I want to reach probably the most. I can't do anything about my generation. They're just locked into it. They're locked into this entertainment, convenience, privilege, and a total lack of empathy because you just can't drive anywhere in this world without seeing suffering. And if you don't stop and do something about it, it means you don't care enough to do anything about it. I'm one of those guys that I'm in the position that's right at the light and somebody's panhandling, I don't care why they're down and out. I know they're down and out. It doesn't matter what, you know, people say, well, they're drugs or this and that. You don't have any idea. But for the grace of God, there go I. Isn't that what you guys like to say? I actually catch myself saying that once in a while, but that's because I use that in the Alcoholics Anonymous, of which I'm no longer anonymous, obviously. I did not do the 12-step program the way I was supposed to because ADHD doesn't like to be pushed to the limit. I got to reserve some of that energy for what I think is important. And so anyway, in America, I don't know. By the way, anybody wants to call in, we'll try the phones today. I did feel like Dan the Clan O'Donnell not getting a call for 2 hours, unless it's like Ron Johnson calling in, trying to indoctrinate our children. There's 700 billionaires live in America, and people are hungry, and people are without proper clothes or without shelter or without utilities, clean water, clean air. But if you don't live there, right? Or maybe you work for one of those billionaires. Huh? You're not part of the club, people. Now, here's the one that really kind of shook me. And we know these billionaires in Wisconsin and what they do. You know, they want land. They want to build entertainment for people at low wages so they can get even richer than the billions they already have. Oh my God, what a disease. I thought alcoholism was bad. It is. Just under 7 million millionaires living in Wisconsin, or in America. 7 million millionaires. And people wonder why we the people don't have any power in this world. So that makes, you know, 7 million and 700 people, at least, that are nothing but obstructionist, greedy, just environmental destroying bastards, corporations. I'm finally gonna do it, man. I have, like, you know, Culver's. Why should I give you any of my business? Craig. You're supporting insurrectionist candidates in Wisconsin. You supported Donald Trump, still do. I know it's in your heart and soul. Talks about his commercials, you know, oh, this is a family place. Yeah, bring the whole family so Craig can make a little bit more off your ass. So what I did was I went to the local Mexican place, and I mean, it's real Mexican food. Taco Bell and Kentucky Fried Chicken about three blocks away for a third of the price and an upset stomach the next morning. No, I went and spent, man, this stuff was good. I'm going to keep doing that. I don't have to eat as many meals either when you eat a good one like that. Fortunately for me, I'm in a position now because cancer has retired my ass. Monday, I'm going in. I don't feel very good, you guys. I'm not, you know, and that may be why I was angry talking about, you know, I want to punch these guys right in the nose. Because that's what works on bullies. I know. See, I got a couple crooks in my nose where I stuck it in the wrong spot, right? What do you do to stop fascists take over Nazis in our, you know, they're Nazis, people. They are. If Matt Flynn's show is about not being woke, if you don't know history. Well, I think we all know about Nazi Germany by now, don't we? I know there's the crazies in the Republican Party, the far right, that pretend like, you know, there was no Holocaust. Oh, how insensitive and cruel can people be in this land? Oh, you're going to see it's going to get worse. So I've been talking to workers, you know, they're mad. They're mad as hell. You know, Quick Trip, $15 an hour. And they're like, yeah, I mean, I did it this morning. I'm going to get people fired up at the bottom because there's no way to do this from top down. It's got to come bottom up, people. And the people at the bottom are ready. I'm finding out everywhere I go and talk to people about it that are working these lower wage jobs. Now that they've been, you know, of course they raised the wages because they increased the cost to us at such a rate that they can get away with, you know, raising the wages and they'll make more profits than what they made the last 2 years. They never did better than during the pandemic, yet we all did worse. I don't know how many times I got to tell you about the, you know, the money that legislators took in this state. You know, the payment protection plan. See, that's why I hate all these PPP, BBB, Build Back Better. We've talked about this. Just stop talking stupid, people. Don't let them take the narrative. It's not inflation. It's called greed. It's called inequality and racism. And we'll talk about racism because it was shining yesterday, wasn't it? In the Senate hearings. I actually, man, and she was getting pissed. I love it. Yeah, you really asked some awful questions. And I'm going to save that for the next segment because it's going to take a while to go through. But it was racism was never more on display than it was yesterday. John Cornholen Cornyn. Yeah, that's what I'm calling you, buddy. That long-ass head of yours. Can't fit that through any door I go through. I know that. Why do people vote for these clowns? Do you think you're friends with them or something? Well, because they're glad-handing you and their propaganda works on your ass. How stupid do people have to be? I don't know. So, the longer we wait, and this is what I said when I was working the fight for 15. I was really upset because the movement turned to 12, apparently, by not supporting the candidate that went 15. I don't think a lot of people that vote democratically understand that centrist Democrats are death to their future of their children and grandchildren and the environment and everything else. They're part of the club too, people. Look at the pictures of Trump and Bloomberg and Clinton all golfing together. Then they get into politics and, you know, oh, then they hate each other, right? It's a game. It's that political theater that my friend who calls in always talks about. And he follows that political theater so much that, yeah, he believes in it. Can't believe in somebody that's just like me, you know. I'm not trying to raise or elevate myself in this world over other people. I give my stuff away. I don't have much. I'm not looking to be wealthy when I die. It's not going to happen. And if I was wealthy, I'd surely be sharing it. I guess, you know, some people think, yeah, and I can give you an example of how I know I would be the same way if I was a millionaire, you know, somehow I got lucky and or successful and I had millions of dollars. I'd be Dan Price out there in Seattle. Or one of his employees, everybody was happy there, except, you know, this guy was like cranky. Dan's like, what's wrong? And he's like, you know, I won't say the swearing, he said, but he's, you know, $35,000 a year. That's a joke for what we're doing. And he went home all hurt. He was hurt that, because he's a nice guy, right? And he thought about it. He said, yeah, I'm going to cut my pay down to like whatever and pay everybody $75,000. And now he's expanded. He's never been happier. The people are happy. And he's still making good money because that's what happens when you get repeat business at a good deal. Some of the restaurants I worked at. You don't want to skin them the first time, man. You just want a little piece each time. Don't get greedy. Work for it, billionaires, like the rest of us do.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna...